KXCI celebrates International Women's Day. I'm in the studio with Stephanie Bai. Stephanie, you're part of UNIDAS.
I am.
How is that influencing your life?
I would say that it's taken the principles of feminism and social justice out of the solely online context, because that's where I used to learn most about current events and social issues, and it's put it in the real world. The overarching purpose of UNIDAS is to give a grant to one charitable organization here in Tucson, and any organization that helps with women's or young girls' issues. We have one of the largest nonprofit to capita ratios in the country. So just seeing all the different organizations and the different ways that they work to help people has been really astounding. And of course, getting to hear the voices of a bunch of different young ladies is really cool, because everyone's got their own life and everyone's got their own way of seeing the world. Getting to hear how their opinions are different than mine, especially, helps me to grow and to look at the world in a better way.
Stephanie, how does feminism influence your interactions with others?
I would say that my one biggest takeaway from learning more about feminism is that you have to be generous. You have to be generous with your time, with your efforts. Of course, you want to take care of yourself, but when you talk with others or when you're listening or even arguing, you have to be generous with them and understand that maybe they're tired, or maybe talking about a particular experience is really tough on them, or it makes them act in ways that they don't want to act. That's just how it is if they're talking about something particularly difficult, because so much of feminism involves looking at our own personal experiences at times. And when you do that, you can dredge up some really tough stuff. So when having these discussions, you always want to be generous as much as you can.
Is there a message that you would like to share?
I would say that you have to have empathy, especially in our political climate, social climate, any climate. It's getting tough to really consider, well, how is that person feeling? And why do they feel that way? And what has happened for them to feel that way? So I would say, in order to get where we all want to be, which is a better world, a safer world, a happier world, we have to have empathy for each other. It's really tough sometimes, but that's the goal, to have empathy for each other.
International Women's Day special programming made possible in part by generous support from Marshall Foundation.